Off the Ball, GAA.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit frustrating that we don't get to play the new rules in Sigerson as well, just to really see how we could flow from one game to another without thinking about it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Peter O'Mahony is back in the Munster starting 15 for their crucial Investec Champions Cup fixture with Northampton. Meanwhile, Munster are close to landing an England centre, and Gary Ringrose is named on the wing for Leinster's date with Bath. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Peter O'Mahony has been restored to the Munster back row for tomorrow's must-win Investec Champions Cup fixture away to Northampton. That's a game you can hear live and exclusive on tomorrow's Off the Ball. The flanker missed the festive derbies and last week's win over Saracens with a contusion to his calf. Jack O'Donoghue drops to the bench in one of three changes from that win at Thomond Park. Dermot Barron is in for hooker Niall Scannell, and there's a long-awaited debut for Dermot Kilgallen on the left wing as Shane Daly sits out this week with a head injury. Kilgallen moved from Connacht in the summer but has been sidelined since then by leg and wrist injuries. Munster are acutely familiar with Northampton, having played them in last season's pool stage before losing to them in the last 16, and Conor Murray says that familiarity adds spice to the occasion.
100%. I think, like, you looked at Leinster, La Rochelle, and I know they're two completely different teams, but they've had that kind of similar thing. I know they've had finals and all that, but like we've had Northampton quite regularly over the last few years. So yeah, knowing them provides one thing. It also makes you really aware of how good they are. They're a really top side, Premiership champions, and trying to figure out how to stop them. Obviously, yeah, anyone that's looked at their attacking game is a huge strength of theirs, and I suppose it's dangerous actually going in thinking you know them, because they have so many variations and so many really good ball players like Hutchinson and Finn Smith, and obviously Alex at nine, people who can take the right option when they're presented different pictures. So it's not like they're going to play one particular way. They have a number of ways to attack you. So that's part of the challenge this weekend, how good we can be as well. You can focus on them as much as you want, but we got to show up and play our game. We'd like to think we attack a lot and we keep the ball in play as well. So last weekend was a bit different given the conditions and I suppose the way Saracens play, but this weekend is I think it's going to be a completely different prospect.
The Ulster-bound Juano Augustus is one of six players restored to the Saints' starting 15 when compared to the one that started the 45-35 loss away to Stade Francais. Augustus replaces Henry Pollock, who helps form a 6-2 split on their bench. There's one other alteration to the Saints' back row, with Tom Pearson getting the nod ahead of Angus Scott-Young. Alex Coles replaces fellow lock Ed Prowse, and at hooker, Curtis Langdon comes in for Henry Walker. Having missed the trip to Paris through injury, Finn Smith starts at out half, with Rory Hutchinson moving to inside centre, where he's partnered this week by captain Fraser Dingwall. So the teams for tomorrow: Munster will have Mike Haley at full back. The wings are Calvin Nash and Dermot Kilgallen. Tom Farrell and Rory Scannell continue their centre partnership. Continuing in the halfbacks are Jack Crowley and Conor Murray. Dion Bleuler, Dermot Barron and Ollie Yeager are in the front row. Finian Witcherly and Tyke Byrne are in the second row. Byrne captains the side, of course. And the back row is comprised of Peter O'Mahony, Alex Kendallin and Gavin Coombs. The replacements for Munster: Niall Scannell, John Ryan, Stephen Archer, Tom Ahern, Jack O'Donoghue, Paddy Patterson, Tony Butler and Brian Gleeson. For Northampton, James Ram will start at fullback. Their wings have Tommy Freeman and Tom Seabrook. In the centre then, it's captain Fraser Dingwall alongside Rory Hutchinson. Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell are their halfbacks. They've got a front row of Tarek Haffar, Curtis Langdon and Trevor Davison. Alex Coles and Tom Lockett are in the second row. Josh Kemeny will start at blindside flanker for them. Tom Pearson is at open side and Juano Augustus is at number 8. Meanwhile, Munster have been linked with a move for Leicester centre Dan Kelly. The 23-year-old, who won a solitary England cap against Canada in 2021, was part of the Ireland under-20 side during the COVID-abbreviated Six Nations the year before. Kelly, who qualifies for Ireland through his grandparents, is out of contract at Leicester in the summer. He started 7 games for the Tigers this season after they rebuffed a Munster move for Kelly last summer, and given the distance since his last England involvement, Kelly would be eligible for a switch of allegiance to Ireland should he make that move. Speaking of centres, Gary Ringrose starts on the right wing for Leinster in tomorrow's Investec Champions Cup fixture with Bath. With Jordy Barrett in at inside centre, it's Jimmy O'Brien that drops to the Leinster bench. Hugo Keenan is back in a Leinster jersey for the first time since October, having suffered a wrist injury in Ireland's November defeat of the Wallabies. There's no Tadhg Furlong this week, so fresh from his France recall, Rabah Slimani starts at tight head, while Andrew Porter's in for Keane Healy at loose head. In the back row, Max Deegan and Jack Conan are in for Ryan Baird and Caelan Doris. I asked Leinster head coach Leo Cullen for his thought process behind starting Ringrose on the wing.
The thought process, we got to that stage at the end of the game last week. Hugo's back in the mix. Hugo trained last week. This time was in the start of last week, so I suppose leading into La Rochelle week, we were, what's the best thing to do with Hugo? We got him through some training. And there's a few of those calls now, like even this week and last week, are quite similar. And this is just one of the examples. So obviously there's some good quality players there. So we've made the decision to get Hugo back in because he trained well last week. He brings a bit of freshness into the group, which is important. So once you make that decision, then you're trying to rejig what we have of the rest. Obviously, we have a few wingers out injured at the moment, unfortunately. Obviously, James Lowe has come back in training this week. He, in theory, could get picked, but again, because he hadn't trained up until really realistic this week, he probably could be okay. But again, you're going with a bit of continuity in terms of what we had last week. So then we decided to rejig. Obviously, Jordy and Robbie will play in the centre. Obviously, this is what we finished with at the weekend, which was Gary on the wing as well. So again, it's just something that we want to see. And Jamie, after initially we thought he was going to play 15 last week, he got rejigged to the wing and thought he did pretty well. And Jimmy gives us proper cover then off the bench, in terms of being a winger. So, and how that plays out towards the end of the game. So anyway, there's a lot in that answer. But there's probably a little bit just in terms of how we started off some of these weeks, it hasn't been perfect. Obviously, there's a couple of guys missing, as I said, in terms of backs unavailable. Jordan last week pulled out. Tommy last week pulled out as well. Gary steps in on the wing this week, and it's a little bit out of position for him. He's something that he's done for us in the past. But in terms of some of the quality that we have in getting a good combination there, it's something that we were keen to see, and let's see how it goes.
Cullen also explained Furlong's absence this week.
Yeah, so he's one, he's in that conversation, but again, he did well get through the game. Caelan's another one. You just managed a little bit of stiffness, but Caelan's okay now. With obviously Thomas Clarkson was unlucky last week to miss out, so again, it's just trying to manage the group. And I said, we're lucky, but isn't Tadhg is good to go? So listen, that'll be a call that Ireland will make then. But there's probably a couple of guys in that. So Dan Sheehan will come into that mix. As I said, James Lowe probably into that mix as well. What they want to do in terms of game time next week and versus guys travelling.
Bath need to better La Rochelle's result away to Benetton if they're to secure home advantage in the last 16. Former Leinster lock Ross Maloney will start for Johan van Graan's side in one of three changes from their 40 points to 21 win over Clermont last week. Charlie Ewells drops to the Bath bench, as do Tom Dunn, not that one, and Thomas Dutoit, with hooker Niall Annett and tighthead Will Stewart replacing them in the front row. Fiji winger Joe Kokkinen-Siga will earn his 100th appearance for Bath. So the teams for the game at the Aviva: Hugo Keenan returning at full back for Leinster, Gary Ringrose and Jamie Osborne are on the wings, Robbie Henshaw is at outside centre this week, Jordy Barrett at inside, Sam Prendergast and Jemison Gibson-Park continue their profitable halfback pairing. In the front row, it's Andrew Porter, Ronan Kelleher and Rabah Slimani. Joe McCarthy and James Ryan are in the second row. Max Deegan starts at blindside flanker, Josh van der Fleer is on the open. Leinster will be captained from number 8 by Jack Conan. On the bench for Leinster, Gus McCarthy, Keane Healy and Thomas Clarkson look after the front row. Orgie Snyman and Caelan Doris take care of the rest of the forwards, while in the backs it's Luke McGrath, Ross Byrne and Jimmy O'Brien. For Bath, they'll start with Tom de Glanville at full back, Joe Kokkinen-Siga and Rory McConachie are on the wings. In the centre for them, Ollie Lawrence and Max Ajomo. Finn Russell starts at out half, Ben Spencer is at scrum half. They've got a front row of Benno Obano, Niall Annett and Will Stewart. Quinn Rue and Ross Maloney are their second row partnership. At blindside is Ted Hill, at open side is Miles Reid, and Alfie Barberi will start for Bath at number 8. Meanwhile, England international Anthony Watson has been forced to retire from rugby at the age of 30 on medical grounds. The Leicester winger made his return this season after needing surgery on an Achilles and a back problem. He scored 23 tries in 56 England appearances, winning 3 Six Nations title and a runners-up medal at the 2019 World Cup. Watson also played for Bath and London Irish. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. Don't forget as well that we will have Munster's trip to Franklin's Gardens live on tomorrow's Off the Ball with Alan Quinlan joining Coon of Florida on commentary for that one. So stay tuned for a reaction from it as well. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll talk to you on Monday. Till then, have a brilliant weekend and thanks for listening.